a second grade teacher was giving her class a lesson using a magnetic board. And she placed one letter on the board, which was M. And she says, "I'm thinking of a six-letter word. And I pick up many things. And I take care of many things. Who am I?" Over half of the class raised their hand and answered correctly, "Mother." She was surprised that they answered so well. In 1914, Mother's Day was declared a national holiday by President Woodrow Wilson. He declared it a day to honor mothers and to thank God for mothers, mothers who had lived and given their lives, and mothers who were in that process still of rearing children. It's a day to remember and to give thanks to those who have made such a wonderful difference in our lives. Today we continue our series on rising up with Jesus. And today we will focus on a special kind of rising up. We will talk about entering the rest of God. And we will learn that, more specifically, we are entering the Sabbath rest of God. The writer of Hebrews gives Christians a very stern warning. Watch out, he says. Your complaining, your grumbling in the face of God is harmful. So you will not want to fall into fear, into negativity, or ultimately, you may fall into unbelief. Let's take a look together at our texts for today. They come to us from Hebrews chapter 3, beginning at verse 12, and then again at chapter 4, beginning at verse 9. "Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end. As it is written, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. For who were those who heard and yet rebelled? Was it not all those who left Egypt, led by Moses, and with whom he was provoked for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they should not enter his rest, but those who were disobedient? So we see that they were unable to enter because of unbelief. So then, there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience." Today, I would like to invite you back in time when the Israelites were held in slavery in the land of Egypt. God raised up his servant Moses, and God used him to perform numerous signs and wonders in the effort to persuade Pharaoh to let his people go so that God's people, the people of Israel, could go to the promised land. And now they go to the desert, and they began to grumble and complain. They took a look where they were. to the left and to the right for miles and miles. All they could see is sand, and ahead of them, stony mountains. And they began quickly to drift back in their thinking about the good old days of slavery. They remembered the food they had, the water that was available to them. And they spoke about the times of ease they had, but they forgot about the brutality they experienced, the long, long hours they had to work. Somehow, even slavery looks good to you when you find yourself in the desert. Well, today I invite you to take a look at a different kind of promised land. This promised land is called the Sabbath rest. The Sabbath rest is not a place per se, but it is an experience of God's peace and God's assurance in your life. Something that God gives to all who will trust and believe in His promises. Take a look at the scriptures with me at Hebrews chapter 4, verses 9 through 11. So then, there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. We who are in Christ can rest in God's journey, in God's control over our lives. Jesus has done all that is necessary. He has freed us from the slavery of sin, and we can rest assured that God is going to take care of us, that God is around and present even in our circumstances. You can trust in Christ. Why? Because He has risen from the dead. The Sabbath rest is a gift from God, a gift He offers us, and He created the world in 6 days. Out of nothing, God created everything that we know and experience. He created the heavens and the earth. He created the sea, the sky. He created vegetation, all the animals. And as the crown of His creation, He created humankind. And after God did all of that, He rested. God rested from all that He did, and He calls us to rest in the wonderful experience of His creation. Today we can enter into this period of God's rest, especially because of what God has completed for us in Jesus. And God wants us to know rest. And He wants us to know peace in our hearts, because Jesus Christ has done everything for us that we need. He has forgiven our sins. He has opened the pathway to heaven for us. And so, in other words, God has done the work. Now you and I can participate in Sabbath rest. Recognize, however, that being involved in Sabbath rest is not the same as being inactive. As a matter of fact, there's probably nothing more arduous and active than engaging in what Jesus has done for us. And I suspect that daily, maybe even hourly, we have to turn to the Lord and give Him over our worries. We have to give to Him our cares and our challenges, our worries and our hopes. And this means trusting in God. And trusting in God is no easy thing. You see, in our own strength, we will not be able to trust. Doubt, worry, complaint is going to come into our lives, and we need His love, His presence, and His power to guide us step by step. Take a look with me at what Paul says to the Philippians in chapter 4, beginning at verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Paul says to present your request to God, but to do it together with thanksgiving. And so we can thank God, firstly, for all that He has done and is doing and will continue to do for us, and then we can offer to Him all the cares, our worries, and our burdens that we are struggling with. You see, giving thanks to God is a gateway to the Sabbath rest. Giving thanks to God reminds us that God really is around, that He cares for us, provides for us, and God, by sharing this sense of Sabbath rest, alerts us to the fact that we are not alone. He gives us perspective. I was talking with a friend this week, and we were talking how living in these times of this pandemic were stressful. And she was saying to me how easy it is for us to go negative on this time and to talk about all that is going wrong. But she was quick to add, but I'm so thankful that God is with me, that God has granted me good health, that I have a home to come to, and I have friends and family that I can call and count on. And that's when she began to experience Sabbath rest. I think we could all use more Sabbath rest as we continue in what we might call this COVID wilderness. The comparison is not distant. Just like the Israelites who were freed from the slavery of Egypt, they got weary on their way to that promised land. For them, the promised land was only a dream. All they could see was the desert around them. And you can understand how they began to complain against Moses and against God. They romanticized about their former life of slavery. It was easy to talk about how bad things were in their lives. And we do that too. We find it easy to complain. After 3 or 4 days of bad weather, we say, gee, the weather is so lousy. It's almost socially acceptable to talk about how bad things are weather-wise. But there's a problem with complaining. We lose perspective, and we lose sight of all that is good. You see, the Israelites lost sight of the fact that all those plagues that Moses brought on by God's creative powers did not affect them. And when Pharaoh's army was chasing them, God created safe passage through the Red Sea. And yet it was not so for Pharaoh's army. You see, God had a plan to rescue them. Nothing was going to get in the way of God's plan. The Israelites, they needed to trust. They needed to believe. They needed to believe in the one who loves them. And sadly, all their grumbling and complaining about God caused them to lose their faith. And that happened. And God said, "They will never enter my rest." That generation of faithless people never made it to the promised land. And so this writer of Hebrews warns us, watch out. There's no greater danger to you than to lose your faith, to lose sight on the one who rescues you. So faith in Christ is not a passive thing. It requires a conviction and a purposefulness to trust in God and in His plan for you in this life. Whether it's motherhood or parenting or finances, God is our hope. And we must not submit to doubting in Him or to fear. It's time to fight. To fight giving in to negativity, to fight giving in to depression, to fight doubt and fear. You see, Satan will use these all as distractions to take us away from our firm faith in God. God loves us, and God has given us His Son Jesus to die on the cross to save us and to bring us in time to that promised land in heaven. I hope you know that. God has rescued you, and God has conquered the power of Satan. By going to the cross, He rescues us from the clutches of sin and death. God's victory is ours even now. At this particular time in the pandemic, we have a challenge. And that is to seek out others and to remind them of the thankfulness we ourselves have. To remind them of a God who loves all people. And to offer these friends encouragement and support. And isn't it wonderful that we can reach out to one another? To reach to our friends and to tell them what we are thankful for and how God is with us even in this time to support and encourage us. And you know, that's why we meet together in the church. John Piper said, "Preserving in faith is a community project." I think what he means to say is that God's people meet together, and one of our greatest jobs is to encourage each other. And when one of us is down, we reach out to pick them up. Today, while we can't meet together in corporate worship, we can still be God's church people by reaching out to those that we know and love. And we can offer words of encouragement. And if you do so to another friend who is a Christian, you may be surprised that that person may find a way to encourage you as well. You see, the more you begin to share your hope, you bring the light of Christ into hearts that need that. There is a rest being held out to you today, and God offers you His rest. The door is not shut. The time is not past. Hear these words one last time. There remains, therefore, a Sabbath rest for the people of God. The door is open. The time is now. Amen.